a sense of calm after over 3 weeks of unrest. Barricades set up by Serbian protesters that block the main roads in northern Kosovo are being taken down. The agreement to remove the barricades was reached during Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić's visit to the border on Wednesday, when he met with the leaders of the Serbian community in Kosovo.
To znači da će od sutra.
It means that from tomorrow in the morning hours, the removal of barricades will begin. This is not simple, and it cannot be finished in 2 hours, as some thought, but either in 24 or 48 hours, the barricades will be removed.
However, a few roads are still closed despite the deal. The KFOR, International Peacekeeping Force under the command of NATO, is urging the Serbian and Kosovo governments to abide by the agreement. The region has been on the edge since July after the Kosovan government made Kosovan license plates mandatory for all residents, outlawing license plates issued in Serbia. The Kosovan Serbs in the territory's north, especially in Mitrovica, protested as a result. Tensions flared again nearly 3 weeks ago when a Serbian former police officer was detained by Kosovan authorities for suspected role in attacks against ethnic Albanian officers. Protesters blocked roads and cut off the connection between Kosovo and Serbia. In the northern Kosovo city of Mitrovica, Serbs make up the majority of the population, and Serbian flags hang in the streets and from walls and balconies, as well as government buildings. Most Serbs fit their vehicles with the license plates issued by the Serbian government rather than use Kosovan ones. All this suggests the Kosovan government has little authority here. Owner of a coffee house in Mitrovica, Aleksandar Arsenijevic, says that local Serbs want to join Serbia.
Most Serbs here want to join Serbia because it's been 22 years of forced integration and it failed. We're denied our democratic rights by Kosovan authorities and are subject to many other rights violations.
However, Dusan Milanovic, a Mitrovica municipal councilman who spoke with me along the Ibar River that divides the city's Serbian and Albanian sides, blames both Pristina and Belgrade.
There is discrimination against Serbs, but Belgrade also manipulates the Serbian population in Kosovo and causes the unrest. The main problem here is that Serbia doesn't recognize Kosovo as an independent state. Belgrade is in pursuit of its own interests and endangering the stability here.
Between Albanians and Serbs in the northern Kosovo region, a tenuous peace has been established since the country's declaration of independence in 2008. And with some roads still blocked, that fragile peace is at stake. If broken, it can lead to conflict in region and beyond. Rasul Serdar, Al Jazeera, Mitrovica, Northern Kosovo.